The kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast.
Peanuts.
You ever heard any other nuts?
No, give me some.
Goobers, have you ever heard?
I sure have.
You have?
This is what all the people used to say.
Old people? Yeah, that's you've right. heard them say. Now, there's a type of ice cream. This is again about nuts, and it's called black
walnut.
Now, walnuts, when they are on the tree, they'll have a green covering on the outside. Do you know what the green covering's called?
The shell.
The shell, okay. Now, how about after you get inside that, there's a part right next to the nut. Do you know what that's called?
Well, you know, they call that a shell. And I was
wondering
what is the green, really,
well, now,
the proper name for.
Some people call one a shell and one a hull.
Well, maybe first one is a shell and the next one, well, I guess the green one would be the hull.
Yeah, some people do it that way, some people do it the other mm-hmm. way. And
well,
some
I would
people
say
call them both shell.
The green one should be the hull, and then the other one should be the shell.
Okay. When you make a Cairo nut pie, do you know the kind of nut that you would use?
Well, I would say pecans.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is I don't know how to describe this nut. I'll say it, and then you say it the way you say it. I say almonds.
Almonds.
Is that some people say, have you ever heard people say almonds?
Yes. But do you make Cairo nuts with almonds?
Mm-mm. No, I make it with pecans,
mm-hmm.
but people make it with different things.
Mm-hmm.
I even had one once made with black walnuts.
Oh, I bet that was delicious.
And it was really, yeah, it's really, I thought it was going to be pecans. And I tasted it, and it was walnuts, and it was so strange,
it was,
you know?
Good.
It was good. It's really good. They up in the Ozarks, they don't have pecans there.
Really?
And they make everything with walnuts.
Oh,
so
this is great.
And they make, you know, Cairo nut pies. They make everything with walnuts.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now see, that's why I can get listen to me. I like to talk to you too much.
I like to talk too much myself.
The kind of fruit that grows in Florida, we drink the juice of it very often.
It's orange juice.
Right. And if you had some oranges and there were not any more left, you'd say your oranges are
out.
Okay.
Would you say all gone?
Or all gone, one or the other, okay. Now, this is going to be about different kinds of vegetables. Well, first, let me ask you, what kind of vegetables would you expect to put in, or somebody would put in a vegetable soup?
Carrots, tomatoes, onions, peas, potatoes, green beans.
Oh, green beans?
Mm-hmm. Corn.
Good. How about okra?
Yes, and okra.
Mm-hmm. You know what you call those little tiny tomatoes?
Oh, yeah. I know the name of those small tomatoes.
Tommy tomatoes?
I think it's
Tom tomatoes? People call them different things. Cherry tomatoes. Tommy toes. What would you call it? Well, a kind of potato that's got orangey meat in it.
Well, I don't know about the only thing I noticed, they are both a white inside. One of them is a red potato and the other one is a white potato.
Okay.
Which one got the orange meat?
Well, what I was thinking of was something, I don't even know, if it's not even the same lines. I was thinking of sweet potato with the orange meat.
I hadn't even thought of the sweet potato. This is true.
Do you know yam, the word yam?
Yes. You make yams out of sweet potatoes.
Okay, okay. So they are not exactly the same thing to you. Yams are after what you cook.
Yes, you have to peel the sweet potato and cut it up and put sugar over it in your season.
That is really interesting. Because people who grow those things, like in the country, they call them the same thing. They don't. And everybody in the city does the same thing.
They call them what?
They said sweet potatoes.